VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen spent much of Wednesday testifying before the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The public session was televised nationwide. In his opening statement, Cohen apologized to the committee for his earlier untruthful testimony, which he said was edited by Mr. Trump's family attorneys. He said when he last testified, his role was to protect Mr. Trump, but that Wednesday's appearance was dedicated to telling the truth. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cohen says Trump lied about not having advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks obtaining emails damaging to the Clinton campaign, lied about work on a Russia Trump Tower project during the campaign, and lied about a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, casting him generally as a racist, con man, and cheat, whom Cohen enabled for years.
I am ashamed, because I know what Mr. Trump is.
Cohen will go to prison in May after lying to Congress in earlier testimony, and Republicans dismissed this appearance, with Jim Jordan saying Democrats couldn't find a better way of trying to impeach Trump than by trotting out Cohen.
Fraudster, a cheat, convicted felon, and in 2 months a federal inmate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un exchanged handshakes and pleasantries to begin their second summit focused on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. They are meeting in Hanoi. Tensions escalated between the nuclear-armed rivals India and Pakistan on Wednesday amid claims and counterclaims of shooting down each other's fighter planes. Pakistan said it downed two Indian planes after they crossed over to its side of the line of control, the de facto border in the disputed Kashmir region, following Pakistan's airstrikes. This is VOA News. Egyptian media say more than 20 people